Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Come in today with a pep in my step, a positive attitude. We're going to dominate this week, even though it's Monday. I tell the crew how boring my weekend turned out. I decided it was time to replace one of the toilet seats. Anytime you sat on it, it was food thrown about. You were never comfortable.
You couldn't get good leverage, is what you're saying.
It must have been one of those €2 toilet seats that were a disgrace, so I wanted to swap it out. Toilet seats are very expensive, but let's put that aside. On the box, it said, easy fit. And one of the statements said, it couldn't be easier.
No. You cannot trust this. It's propaganda from the tradespeople.
You are correct, because when I opened the box and took out the leaflet, there was 17 steps in putting on this toilet seat. That is not easy fit. That is not, it couldn't be simpler. It wasn't a simple job, but I got it done. Also yesterday, in my local hardware store, I picked up a dimmer switch. So got a light fitted in the sitting room. It's lovely. But I don't want the big light on all the time. I want to have the ability to turn it down to suit the atmosphere, to give me nice light to watch the traitors, but not to be blinded. And I told Niall King, very sensible gentleman, I'm going to fit in a dimmer switch. You're what? You're doing what? It's just a simple old dimmer switch. Taking out the normal switch that is there, that we all use to turn lights on and off, and I'll put in a dimmer switch. And following his reaction, I said, I'll say it to Fionnuala, and she was like, you're doing what?
I think what I said was, oh.
That's actually the reaction.
Yeah.
You're doing what? Why are you so scared of me just putting in a simple old dimmer switch?
Because as the aforementioned toilet seat fitting saga showed, something that looks to be simple is very often not. And I just think non-professionals shouldn't be messing around with anything even remotely electrical in a house. Like, replacing a fuse in a plug is about as far as I go with electrical issues, or turning back on the trip switch when my faulty toaster knocks it off. That's as far as I'm going at electrical issues on my house. Why won't you entrust a professional to this?
A lot of whys. Can't really be ringing a handyman to come and fit a dimmer switch. I think it's a waste of their time. It's a waste of my time. I think it's a simple job that I'm able to do.
You think you are, but you thought you were going to be able to fit the toilet seat easily.
I got it done.
How long?
I was trying to cook the dinner at the same time.
So, you were trying to cook the dinner and fit a toilet seat? Dude, that's not hygienic.
Well, the spuds were on.
Yeah.
And I'd started the toilet seat job. So I was doing the two and managed them both successfully. And we had an excellent dinner and a great sit after the dinner on the new toilet seat. So the next job is to go electrical, fit a dimmer switch. I don't think there's anything stopping me. There's no rules or regulations to stop me fitting a dimmer switch in my own home, is there?
Absolutely not. There's common sense, though. And there's no way of me asking this question that isn't going to sound like I'm having a dig at your lovely, lovely house.
Let's have it.
Are dimmer switches, like, back? Are they a thing that we have in our houses?
Are you saying dimmer switches are unstylish in the year of 2025?
So my home house hasn't had a renovation in, and I'm not joking, a good 40 years. And one of the rooms, like what we used to use as the sitting room, has dimmer switches in it. So that's how old
it is. Snobbery that you won't let me fit a dimmer switch in my own home. First, you don't think I'm capable. Number two, you think the worst is going to happen. And number three, you think it's a style issue.
Your design choices are questionable. No. Why do you have a dimmer switch? Why can't you just put a couple of nice lamps strategically placed in the room?
Why are you trying to talk me out of this? It can't be. What's the worst that can happen?
I'm asking you, Fionnuala,
and I'm asking you listening.
Yeah.
What is the worst thing that can happen if
A buzzy light. That's the worst thing. You're going to knock something off when you're refitting the dimmer switch, putting it on, and then every time
a child being told about the boogeyman. Don't go outside. The boogeyman is going to get you. This is what you're all doing to me to stop me to fit this dimmer switch.
Get the professional.
What's the worst that can happen?
Buzzy lights.
What's the worst that can happen? genuine and not, this is a serious question now. What is the worst that can happen? I need to know.
Dave, just here, Anthony here in Mayo.
Hello, Anthony.
Just saying that if you have house insurance and they're paying the mortgage.
Oh, God.
And if you have a little electrical fire.
Oh, God.
Because of said home electrical renovation,
it's just a dimmer
your switch. Insurance won't cover you.
It's just a dimmer
and the bigger the fire, the less it'll cover you. Bye.
Thank you for your kind words. No, people are being genuine. I'm not taking this greatly because I feel it's just a simple job that I could simply do, but...
Hey, Dave. Ross here. I'm a big DIYer myself.
Hi,
however,
Ross.
I would agree with Fanula that you should not go near that dimmer switch.
Okay.
Couple of different reasons. One, it could be dangerous if something does go wrong, obviously, and you electrocute yourself and get hurt. That is a big concern.
I shouldn't laugh, okay? He's genuinely making a very genuine point.
The next would be check with your house insurance. If you do have house insurance, there's very much a possibility if something then went wrong with the dimmer switch and it wasn't put in by a professional, that they won't cover the charge. And the last thing is, if you try and put that dimmer switch on and you mess it up, and something goes wrong and you have to call an electrician to come and fix it, they are going to charge you through the teeth because you gave it a go yourself. Hope that helps. Please stay safe. Glad to hear you got your toilet seat on.
It does help for perspective. What it doesn't help is my mental health, because I can't manage one dimmer switch by myself without... Have you rang the house insurance now to make sure that you can actually do this? What can I do?
And the thing is, Dave was very different in one particular regard. If I get told I can't do something, I'm like, grand, I understand it. It makes me less want to do it. Dave gets told he can't do something and the bit is between his teeth and he's like, I have to prove these people wrong.
How many considerations does there have to be for one simple installation of a dimmer switch in my own sitting room? Dave, you could get a nasty shock, literally. And make sure the dimmer is compatible with the bulbs and vice versa. Voice of experience here. Thank you, Helen.
Just get lamps. Please just purchase some lovely lamps. They'll add a lot to the decor.
Dave, all electrical work has to be done by registered electricians. It's the law.
I don't think it's the law, Mark.
I think we're getting confused with a registered gas installer and the Daniel O'Donnell
yes,
ads
100%.
Versus fitting a dimmer switch in the house.
Do you not understand from the amount of electrical apprentices we have had on this show? They've played Gimme 5 with us. They have joined us for interviews. They would be appalled at your lack of concern over the safety.
Finally, one point that I'm able to answer comes from Andrew in Galway. Sorry for picking at you now, Andrew, but I need a win here. The hard part isn't putting in the dimmer switch, it's finding a bulb. New LED bulbs won't work for dimming. But haha, didn't I get the bulbs that are suitable for dimming? I just haven't had the authority nor the backing to put in this dimmer switch.
What does your other half say?
She is actually fine with this, which is probably...
Not after this.
This is probably the biggest red flag of all. She was like, yeah, sound. That's probably where I should have went. Okay, I need a registered dimmer switch installer.
If you can help Dave with this, well, we'd love to hear from you.
See, there's people encouraging me now. Like, this is going to turn into... This is turning into a handling. Because if I don't do it now, people will be like, he's gone woke. And if I do it, those people who have genuine concerns would be horrified.
And you'll be electrocuted.
I'll think about it and consider it a little bit more. Justin Bieber to play for you. Also have to tell you about an electrifying amount in the cash machine. 105 grand. And I will read all the messages and weigh up the pros and cons of fitting the most simple dimmer switch.
Dave and Fanula. With Tesco. Weekdays from 3 to 6.